Welcome to Section 24, the question you aren't asking. Why schools keep buying answers to questions they never asked. Read to you by Kirk McDavitt, Chief Voice Officer at EKG Collective. Where we are. G wants to start by acknowledging the weight you're carrying right now. End of April in a school building is a high-altitude climb. Between budget finalizations, recruitment cycles, and the sheer emotional velocity of the end-of-year rush, the air feels a little thin. That's exactly why we tend to grab for quick fixes. When our cognitive load is maxed out, the long-term discipline of building a design practice can feel like an impossible luxury. We aren't always looking for a transformation. Often, we are just looking for relief. Over time, G has seen this play out in a few different ways, but perhaps the most costly one is the one that we'll share with you today. A school G was working with signed a contract for a platform meant to solve a single nagging symptom, login friction. They wanted students to have single sign-on access to every app on their iPads. The vendor was credible, the price was reasonable, the logic was common sense. But halfway through pre-launch, the team paused. The platform did exactly what it promised, but it didn't answer the questions nobody had bothered to ask. Was login friction actually the bottleneck for student learning, or was it just an annoyance for the adults? Did teachers want this, or was IT simply trying to tidy up the digital closet? The tool worked. The implementation was flawless. The system remained broken because the questions were skipped. The pattern we don't see. With the very best intentions, we jump from a perceived problem to a shiny solution without ever pausing on the architecture that connects them. Someone names a frustration. Someone else names a tool. We agree. We sign. We launch. Then, 6 months later, we are genuinely surprised when the solution creates its own category of complexity. The problem isn't the tool, it's that we never defined what success actually looked like. Product designer Philippe Mishevsky wrote a piece a while back that names this exactly. He argues that a designer is only as good as the quality of their questions. Tools change, methodologies drift. What separates a junior designer from a senior one isn't software fluency. It's the quality of what they ask before they ever touch the drawing board. Schools are no different. Three questions before you sign. You don't need a 50-page audit. You need three questions, asked with disciplined silence, before any decision about a system, a platform, or a piece of communication. Number one, whose problem is this exactly? Not the schools, not the communities. Name a specific person in a specific moment. If you can't visualize the human who is suffering, you don't have a problem yet, you have a feeling. Number two, are we fixing the system or the symptom? Students forget passwords is a symptom. Our digital environment is a fragmented maze of disconnected identities is a system. Tools fix symptoms. Design fix systems. Number three, how will we know it worked? Pick your signal in advance. If you can't say what would tell you the spend was worth it 6 months from now, you also can't say what would tell you it wasn't. This week's move, trace a decision. Pick one decision your school made in the last 12 months. A new software, a new duty roster, or a new newsletter format. Apply the three questions retroactively. Number one, whose problem was it, specifically? Number two, what were we actually trying to fix, system versus symptom? Number three, how do we know it worked? If the answers feel hazy, don't panic. You don't have to redo the decision. You just have to notice the gap. The work isn't about being perfect. It's about catching the moment a question gets skipped and learning to pause for 10 minutes when it matters most. Your experience. What's a decision your school made that you wish someone had asked a question about first? Hit reply and tell G. She reads everyone, and your stories help us design better frameworks for everyone. Thanks for listening.